WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Go to bcsrealtor.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board is far from finalizing changes in the boundaries of 5th through 12th grade campuses.
After 2 hours of discussion last night, the board had more questions of administrators. That led to scheduling 3 special meetings over the next 3 weeks. Most of the issues are the same as when they gave marching orders last April to a 37-member committee. One topic is balancing student populations at Consolidated and College Station high schools in order to stay in the same UIL classification. Board member Carol Barrett has heard from some concerned about underutilizing Consol. At the same time, there's consideration of expanding College Station High School.
Because there is a lot of savings, I know, with us all being in the same UIL district. We've really seen that in the last year. Then we need to see that and put that forth so that the public can see that as well, and being transparent in the fact that we are being cognizant of their tax dollars.
The board also wants to review whether the district has the bond capacity to ask voters to build an addition at College Station High School and down the road a third high school. Administrators are also asked to look into the impact of sending all Consolidated middle school students to Consolidated High instead of 84%, and all students going to the new third middle school to College Station High instead of 82%. The student body at College Station Middle School would be split 50-50 instead of 52-48, as currently recommended. Last night was the first discussion by the board because only 3 members attended committee meetings in order to keep them private. The board had no reaction to the committee's amended recommendation that would allow this year's freshmen to be grandfathered if they wanted to stay at their current high school. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan City Council finished its work related to the fiscal year 2017 budget last night by adopting the tax rate in under 5 minutes.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
Absent from the 6-0 vote was Mike Sutherland, who, according to Alsines, underwent surgery. Mayor Jason Byinski is coming up next here on the Infomaniacs. The manager of College Station Sigma Nu Fraternity House is one of the 2 latest members arrested on drug charges after a roommate died last month following a party. According to the arrest report, the room occupied by 20-year-old Aaron Spring of Missouri City had 8 different kinds of illegal drugs. In 4 glass jars were psychedelic mushrooms. Inside a locked carrying case was marijuana, Adderall, Alprazolam, ecstasy, and cocaine residue. 2 drawers of a dresser contained more marijuana and ecstasy and DMT, along with a baggie containing 1,000 empty capsules. Inside a freezer was a sheet of THC dabs. And a backpack on the floor contained $1 through $20 bills, totaling just over $1,000. Spring is out of jail after posting bond, as is 21-year-old Thomas Emitiero of College Station, who was arrested after detectives found a bottle of prescription pills used to treat attention deficit disorder. CSPD are still looking for 4 more Sigma Nu members on drug charges following the death of Anton Gridnev. 2 employees of a Bryan Walgreens store received minor injuries dealing with a man who grabbed $45 out of the cash register last weekend. Police report the checkout clerk at the 29th and Briarcrest store went to the hospital for treatment of an injured shoulder and rib cage. A co-worker did not require medical treatment as they and a customer tried to keep the suspect in the store. The Saturday night incident resulted in an arrest 1 hour later when the suspect was found inside the Raceway convenience store next to the post office. 49-year-old William Boone of Bryan remains in jail on charges of robbery and violating parole from an undisclosed prior conviction. Most of the money was recovered. The Madison County Sheriff's Office reports a rancher mowing his pasture discovered the decomposing remains of a 2- to 5-year-old girl. According to their Facebook page, tests are being done to determine the race of the victim. Preliminary autopsy results indicate the child had a medical history because a medical apparatus commonly used for tube feeding was found inside the body, and there were signs of underdevelopment in the victim's skeletal frame. Sheriff Travis Neely told the Associated Press the remains were found inside a container, and it was likely dumped several months ago. The information generated so far has been entered in the National Database for Missing Children. Singer-songwriter Ray LaMontagne has canceled a concert at the University of Texas's Bass Concert Hall that was scheduled for tomorrow night because the state's new concealed carry law allows handguns to be brought inside. A university statement said school officials regret the cancellation, but they respect his decision. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 75 degrees. Text us. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. More news at 8:30, or you can always go online. Look it up, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you know that Bryan and College Station were both voted as top 10 most improved cities in the U.S. since the recession? Our market is booming, and now is the time to buy, sell, or invest in real estate by partnering with one of the trustworthy realtors from the BCS Association of Realtors. Hi, I'm Ed Berry, Executive VP of the BCS Association of Realtors. I'm proud to represent the amazing group of Brazos Valley Realtors who invest their money, efforts, and time in this community. Visit BCSRealtor.com to find an agent and get started on the next exciting chapter of your life.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. Your tires are one of the most important safety features of your vehicle. When the rubber meets the road, not all tires are created equal. At BCS Tires, we have the tires that fit your personal lifestyle. The pros at BCS Tires know what tires fit your needs, whether your kids are in the car with you or you're out on the farm with your friends. We won't nickel and dime you. As always, free air checks and free rotations. Any car, anytime, BCS Tires and Lifts. We're on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner or at bcstirepros.com. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
About 8:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Abundant sunshine yet again today. It's going to be a warm one. Temperatures will make their way up to about 95 degrees this afternoon. We have clear weather in the forecast for tonight. Lows will fall back to 70 to 75. First day of fall is tomorrow. Lots of sunshine and still rather warm, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows 70 to 75. It's going to be partly sunny Friday. There could be an afternoon shower or storm. Highs Friday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Because winter's coming, right?
Oh, indeed it is. We got to get to fall first.
Yeah, I know. It'll be here soon. Okay, so
Okay, I have your Dancing with the Stars update.
Okay.
Okay. Jake T. Austin.
Yeah.
He's an actor. He was a child actor who's on Wizards of Waverly Place.
Okay.
He was the one voted off last
night.
Okay. Which I'm surprised because he's like young. He's 21.
Come on. He's got his whole life ahead of him.
I know. All right. And then you have to promise me we're going to talk about Brad and Angelina today.
Yeah, we are.
Okay. That's all I needed.
Okay.
We're
going to
get
there's
you.
Your teaser.
Okay.
Just wanted
good.
To make sure we're going to cover
yep,
it.
We are. George R.R. Martin. Birthday yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot
mm-hmm.
to get around to this yesterday. If you're a fan of soap opera with swords, would you love to have an Iron Throne?
Oh yeah,
we have about six or seven of them. We gave one to a guy in Brooklyn recently. So,
you give these away?
Well, they did. They had a big premiere at the Barclays Center. 7,000 fans were there, and we drew a seat number. So a guy from Hoboken won an Iron Throne.
Wow. There's a guy in Hoboken sitting on the Iron Throne. A pizza will be ordered.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Talk about the corner piece to any good man cave there.
Oh, my gosh.
A pizza.
Any home.
Yeah. So there
who
you
cares
go.
About a man cave? Put that bad boy in the living room.
Yeah.
That's nice that he gave one away, but he really ought to give those to charities to auction off. I would think that would be
definitely
for a nonprofit.
That yeah, you could get some big coin off of that stuff.
Outstanding when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we've all done this, but I kind of want to see how you guys feel about it.
Okay.
All right. You're talking to somebody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're having a discussion, and suddenly you realize that you
don't like them?
No.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. Okay. That you are standing the way that they are, or that you begin talking like they do.
Mm.
Their accent, their speed, their mm-hmm. intonation. It's kind of creepy. It's called the chameleon effect.
Okay.
And it does exist, and it's very real. And what's interesting is, there's a story about it today in the Wall Street Journal, that it really is not copying, it is connecting. You're basically networking with somebody when you do that.
Hmm.
The mirroring is a conversation, partner's gestures, expressions, posture, vocal pitch, all of that. Now, It most often happens between romantic partners, but it also happens in work sessions, in meetings, and just having conversations with colleagues.
Hmm.
Have you caught yourself doing it before, and how do you feel about it? Because I have caught myself doing that before.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I think I try not to. I think I believe I shouldn't, and so I kind of pull back. But what they're saying is, for instance, retail salespeople were told to mimic the nonverbal and verbal behavior of customers, and they sold more products.
Interesting.
And they left customers with a more positive opinion of the store, according to a study of 129 customers by French researchers that took place in 2011. In another study published in 2008 in the Journal of Experimental Societal Psychology, wonder what kind of blow-in drop cards they got for that. You know, your subscription only costs $73
a
year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, 62 students were assigned to negotiate with other students, and those who mirrored the other person's posture and speech reached a settlement 67% of the time, while the ones who didn't reached it 12% of the time.
Hmm.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I've definitely caught myself speaking like other people.
Right. Oh, right.
Whether it's an accent when I go up to New York and visit my family for a while up there.
Yep.
They don't have real thick New York accents, but I still definitely come home noticing a bit of a difference. It doesn't take long to go back. But
right.
And the standing part, not so much, or the way your body language is, but definitely the speaking. And even if I'm interviewing someone for the show or for a story, if they're a little bit more, let's say, casual in the way that they speak to me,
right,
I will be much more casual with them.
Okay.
Now, if they're more proper and it's, you know, more of a formal conversation and interview, then I obviously change the way I speak to them as well.
Right.
So not so much accent or how they how they speak and kind of the deliverance.
Well, the it's an awareness thing. And again, and it doesn't happen to me when I'm interviewing somebody. It happens when I'm having a casual conversation with somebody before or after I've interviewed them. I can find myself doing that. But generally, so folks know, I mean, the people who I interview sit directly across from me, and they're about 7 feet away, and they're sitting, and I'm usually sitting, and I'm having to look for stuff and make notes as I'm talking to them. So I'm not going to necessarily mirror them, but afterwards I can see that, you know, that those situations happen.
I think some people do it more than others too. And I think, I think it's actually, I've heard that it's a thing that people will do to get people to like them just in general, you know, because people like themselves usually. So,
hello.
Well, I wonder what it means when I've noticed people always mimicking me.
Well, and that's an interesting point about the body language is were they copying you before you realized that you both were doing the same thing?
Excellent point.
Either way, mimicry is the highest form of flattery, right?
Excellent point. Yes. Just because of your awareness kicking in doesn't mean that they weren't ahead of you on this deal.
Right.
Yep.
There you are.
Yeah.
Okay. So 23 years of marriage and 7 children. No, that's not right. How long were they married?
No, they were only married for 2 years.
Okay.
But they were together for about 12.
Yeah, and they have a soccer team. Yeah.
They do. They have 6.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man. Okay.
Yes.
So anyway, they're splitting up.
And
by the way, together, they're worth $500 million, okay?
Yeah.
So it's not like they're going to need spousal support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I guess I know more about him because of his work.
Right.
I don't know a lot about any of them, but he always seems to be likable.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the perception of her?
I'm not sure because she has kind of, she came on to the scene with this, at least when they were shooting Mr. and Mrs. Smith back in 2004. And then, of course, I think people didn't like how Brad and Jennifer were divorced.
Yeah.
And then Angelina was obviously involved.
Like she's the Jezebel.
Right. And then she starts going and adopting all these kids from different countries. So then she looks like this, really amazing person who's doing all this good for the world. But I don't know. She kind of, weirdly enough, stayed out of the spotlight, too. I know she went through some health issues, and there were some ups and downs, with their marriage or their relationship then.
Uh-huh.
But it sounds like apparently she was not happy with his parenting. And it, you know, because obviously there's going to be rumors that come out that there's another person
or
someone else. But yeah, because she's seeking physical custody of all six children.
Wow. So do we know any specificity as far as the kiddos are concerned and how he parents?
No, I haven't, you know, seen anything from what I've read. But yeah, just now he has come out and told, I believe, he told CNN, "I'm very saddened by this, but what matters most is the well-being of our kids. I kindly ask the press to give them space they deserve during this challenging time." So
is he going to fight that?
I mean, because some of them are his, like, born
biological
children. Children. Some of them she adopted on her own, and then he eventually adopted later and became, you know, their legal guardian. But
well, I guess it just took over the entire universe yesterday, right? I mean,
well, what was phenomenal, and you know, not that anything is funny about this, but the Jennifer Aniston memes and pictures that came out. The New York Post, on the cover of the New York Post this morning, is Jennifer Aniston laughing hysterically. Now, it had nothing to do with this, but the title says Brangelina. And I mean, the stuff that they have taken off with the Jennifer Aniston kind of the, you know, like, I get the last laugh type of thing. It's been pretty humorous out there on social media.
All right, so do you guys want to know the story, or are you just going to speculate on there, or what?
What, did Brad call you?
Here's the deal. Brad has some alcohol and some marijuana issues.
Okay.
And apparently some anger issues toward the children.
This is Brad Pitt, let's clarify, not Brad Mitchell.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think we were confusing the two, Brad. Yeah. She was concerned about the children's well-being because of his anger issues and his continuing use of alcohol and marijuana.
Now, did y'all discuss this yesterday?
Well, of course we did. Okay. But here's what I suggested. Krista wasn't for it, so I'm not speaking for her. But if there's anger issues, that he has too much alcohol and not enough weed.
Right.
Okay.
So I suggested to up the weed intake to calm him down.
You're right. Decrease the alcohol.
Or if he's going to persist with the alcohol, add a couple of Xanax.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Well, Xanax,
calm him down.
That's just good for what ails you. Yeah, that's
exactly
for sure.
Yeah. So I'm hopeful these crazy kids can get this worked out before we're at a point of no return.
Now, not only does he have the details, but he has the solution.
Yeah, he does. Now,
well, look, if these kids can't make it in this world, who can? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess it's probably good that this happened early in the week. It happened, of course, the same day as the news conference for football. So, I mean, I know that took top position yesterday. But today, could we possibly see a programming change? I don't know. When is your show on?
I don't know how much more we can do on the subject, frankly.
All right.
But, I mean, we're wall-to-wall the rest of the week for sure.
Your show comes on at 4, is that right?
Yeah, I'm trying to get Chris out to L.A. to report on the whole situation.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the solution.
You know, yes.
I just had to clarify that because I'm always getting mistaken for Brad.
Yeah, I know you are.
Hello. Constantly.
Hello.
Yeah, look, who cares?
Yeah, well,
I do.
Okay, one person does. Okay, all right.
And apparently Clip Howard does.
Yeah. Right. Well, and again, he had the solution, which I think is fine. If he'll just adjust his medication,
so to speak,
that ought to be fine. And
well, you know, if I had six kids running around.
Now, what time did this story break?
It was right before 10 o'clock because I tuned in to Candy's morning show yesterday right as Frito and Katie were finishing up, and they were both just in awe and apparently had just seen the news.
Oh, okay. Well, because that's good, because that meant that I guess
we didn't miss
tonight
it.
And we didn't miss it.
We were already off air, so
we found out Satan lives in College Station yesterday.
Yes,
we were able
to
report that,
and he's running for president.
Yeah, and as Katie said down the hall, but he's really doing a lousy job of campaigning, of running his campaign, because she said I haven't heard a thing from him.
Right,
and she said there's some sort of a Pokemon den nearby too.
A den.
Yeah,
den?
From where he lives, which is over on Olympia Way. But anyhow, so we had that. All right, so a little while ago, we're talking about how your phone now can tell if you're happy or not. And, oh, wait, it's another call. Go ahead.
Yeah, is Mr. Howard suggesting that Brad needs to get in touch with some Sigma Nu frat members for?
Oh. Whoa, okay.
Ooh.
Nah.
Yeah, that story's
scary.
This is weird. Okay, so let me see where I put this. It's shocking. There was apparently 180 people arrested at a party near the University of Delaware. They're the Blue Hens, by the way.
The Blue Hens.
The Delaware Blue Hens.
The Delaware Blue Hens. Blue Hens.
Yeah. There were 180 people arrested at a party near the University of Delaware for underage drinking.
180?
That's
yeah.
A lot.
They didn't just ticket them? Yeah. They arrested them?
The unofficial frat party. I know, that's shocking, too.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Attracted about 200 people.
So how did you get to be the lucky 20 who didn't get arrested?
I don't know.
Real fast.
Police even set up two porta-potties and folding tables to do all the paperwork.
Wow.
That comes with arresting that many people.
Talk about having nothing else to do on a Friday or Saturday night.
Well, I mean.
Or a Tuesday. I don't know how they party in Delaware.
I guess the University of Delaware is in Wilmington. I don't know. It may be someplace else. Yeah. I don't know enough about Delaware to know. But the party was hosted by APES, an unofficial frat that was started by former members of the Alpha Epsilon Pi fraternity.
Which former members, okay.
Yeah, and
they former for a reason, why they had to start their own frat?
It's called APES. So that fraternity was suspended for hazing violations.
Oh my God. Gotcha.
I can't imagine that happened too, but there you go.
180. Like, you'd have to
arrests.
You'd have to have a convoy of paddy wagons for that.
Well, and how many cops do you have to have? As you said, 20 really quick runners got away,
but
only 20. I mean,
I don't even know what the enrollment of the University of Delaware is. But,
yeah, that's a big chunk of their student population.
Yeah, it probably is. They may have had to cancel classes because of that. I'm not sure. So there you go.
I'm Marcy Norton with Your Money Now. The number of Americans applying for a mortgage plunged last week, especially bids to refinance an existing loan. The Mortgage Bankers Association says applications fell 7.3% overall, with refi applications down 8%. Interest rates for a 30-year loan rose to an average of 3.7% last week, the highest they've been since June. We'll find out later today if basic interest rates will start to go up at the federal level. The Federal Reserve is set to announce its decision on when to start raising borrowing costs. Most analysts expect the Fed to keep rates unchanged for now and to raise them later in the year. The company that sells Cheerios and Yoplait yogurt is making more money these days. General Mills reports a better-than-expected quarterly profit. Lower expenses help to offset weak sales. The company's been cutting jobs and selling its less profitable brands like Green Giant frozen vegetables. That's Your Money Now.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years. So I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
In the early 90s, the sudden appearance of billions of surveillance cams had privacy advocates throwing fits. They loudly called the talk shows and Congress. But the laws were clear. No privacy rights are violated when surveillance cams watch over public places, and those cams cost taxpayers a bundle. This past weekend, that investment paid off. Kim Commando here with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. In only 50 hours, authorities nabbed the man suspected of 4 New York and New Jersey terrorist bombings. Police use a network of 8,000 surveillance cams. They quickly link the suspect to each bomb site. They publish his name, description, and photo. And for the first time, they relayed it all to millions of New Yorkers' cell phones, spreading the word that he was still roaming the streets. From there, it didn't take long. This was great police work and absolute proof that our big technology investment saves lives. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Ever wish you could hear the Kim Komando Show again because you missed something or forgot to write Kim's tip down? Now you can listen again when you want in crystal clear digital audio. It sounds great. All you need is a Kim's Club membership to get Kim's podcast, webcast, and more. Get your free 15-day trial now. Download the show, watch the show, get it all for free. Then it's only a little more than a dollar a week. Sign up now at club.commando.com. That's club.commando.com. Club.commando.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 75 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The decision of how boundaries of 5th through 12th grade campuses in the College Station School District will change is still a month away.
Last night was the first time the entire College Station School Board discussed recommendations. To keep the meetings of the 37-member committee private, only three members could attend. One who could not attend, Jeff Harris, wants to know more about how the committee reached its decisions.
I would like to see some of the options that were at the end that led to those close votes and to get some kind of flavor for what actually transpired there.
Valerie Yokin was among board members talking about the trade-offs of keeping student populations at the high schools close enough to stay in the same UIL classification.
What becomes difficult is when the capacity of the two high schools are 600 people different, you know, then you kind of start deciding which one is the lesser of two evils.
The two evils being using all available space consolidated, which means different classifications, or building an addition at College Station High School. The board scheduled three meetings in the next 3 weeks to consider those and other issues that could modify the committee's recommendations. The board had no reaction to the committee's amended recommendation that would allow this year's freshmen to be grandfathered if they wanted to stay at their current high school. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A special meeting of the Bryan City Council last night wrapped up the 2017 fiscal year budget by ratifying the tax rate, which remains unchanged from last year. And before that, the roll call vote on the tax rate ordinance. Mike Sutherland was absent, according to Al Signs, because of surgery. Mayor Jason Bayinski will give us an update as he joins Scott coming up next on the Infomaniacs. Two more members of College Station's Sigma Nu fraternity chapter have been arrested on drug charges following a party last month where a fellow member died. 21-year-old Thomas Emetiero of College Station and 20-year-old Aaron Spring of Missouri City are out of jail after posting bond. The arrests follow searches of their bedrooms at the fraternity house where investigators found drugs in varying quantities. Police have arrest warrants for four more Sigma Nu members wanted on drug charges following the death of Anton Gridnev. Two employees of a Bryan Walgreens store received minor injuries dealing with a man who grabbed $45 out of the cash register last weekend. The Saturday night incident resulted in an arrest 1 hour later when the suspect was found inside the Raceway convenience store next to the post office. 49-year-old William Boone of Bryan remains in jail on charges of robbery and violating parole from an undisclosed prior conviction. Most of the money was recovered. A nationwide search is underway to identify a young girl whose decomposing remains were found in Madison County along the Interstate 45 service road. The Associated Press reports a rancher mowing his pasture found a container that appears to have been dumped several months ago. Inside the container were the remains of a 2 to 5 year old girl with black hair more than a foot long. The death has been ruled a homicide. WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 75 degrees. You can text us any time of the day at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors the best of the Brazos for 2016. Here's your mid-year update. Average sales price of homes, $227,900. Average days on the market, 86. Currently, we have a 90-day supply of homes, which means it's a seller's market. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought you up Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure continues to be quite strong in the atmosphere over the central United States, so that means lots of warm weather for us. All that sunshine that we'll see yet again today should push temperatures back up to 95 degrees. It'll be clear tonight, lows 70 to 75. Astronomically speaking, tomorrow's the first day of fall. Won't feel that way. Sunshine, highs 90 to 95. Partly sunny, maybe a thunderstorm Friday, and high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. The enrollment at the University of Delaware is 22,680. Just letting you know.
So, and that was a chunk of their students.
Yeah, a little bit bigger than I expected.
Main campus is in Newark, oh, okay. Delaware. So you got that.
Hmm.
Jason Byinski joins us. So what do you think about Brangelina? What's the Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie deal? Any thoughts?
No thoughts. I thought we were going to talk about Aggie football.
No. The universe
I could
is...
bring my wife on if you want to talk about Brad and Angelina. Okay. She reads People magazine.
Okay.
But,
all right. Okay. Well, I just didn't know if you had... We didn't have the congressman on today, so I would have asked him. So I thought I'd just go ahead and ask you if you had any thoughts.
So they're adopting another child. They're getting divorced.
They're getting divorced.
All
that's
right.
It.
See,
that's
I guessed it.
Oh, he's more out of the loop on that than I am. That's something. All right. So what's the countdown? How many more council meetings you got?
Four, five, maybe six, depending. Currently looking at retirement centers, so.
Finding
something else to do.
Yeah.
Fourth of my life has been with the city of Bryan, so it's going to be a major change in my life. But my kids and my family are definitely keeping us busy, from volleyball to cheer and basketball and everything else that they do. So got plenty of other things to fill the time. And looking forward to Tuesday night so I can turn on TV and grab me something cold to drink and enjoy like everyone else has for the last 10-plus years. So. It'll be a lot more fun as a spectator than in the middle of it sometimes, but we'll miss it.
This one, I guess every budget is different, and we had Joe Hegwood in to talk about the budget a couple of weeks ago, but just the whole political drama behind this, I mean, we were on life support with this budget a couple of weeks ago, and then it passes unanimously.
The tax rate passed unanimously last night. Who knows? Media was asking yesterday, well, what do you think is going to happen? I said, well, it's the Bryan City Council. You never quite know. But what the outcome is going to be. But it's a very important budget when you're looking at approximately $400 million. We've got great staff from Joe Hegwood, our CFO, our city manager, Keene Register, and Joey Dunn and Hugh Walker and Mary Lynn Strada, our, you know, all our wonderful staff at the City of Bryan and BTU that do a very good job utilizing those dollars wisely. We haven't raised our tax rates in 12 plus years. I don't think there's any other governmental entity that can say that. We've actually lowered our tax rate many times in the past 10 years, so twice, I think, since I've been mayor. So, you know, they do a good job, yet we're still hiring police officers and hiring more firefighters and, you know, fixing, putting more money into infrastructure improvements over the last 10 years than ever before in the history of Bryan. So, I mean, we've done a lot with those money. Still got a long way to go. You know, now we look at flood mitigation. There's more things we can do that we need to be working on, and we'll appropriate those dollars towards those projects. Still talking about more parks and super parks and some of that that could come to fruition. So a lot of good things going on, but the credit goes to the city staff and the job that they do, spending those dollars wisely, conserving those dollars, but utilizing those dollars to the best of their ability, and again, without having to increase the tax rate to our taxpayers, because everyone's seeing an increase in their tax bills. I mean, luckily, we live in a community where our property values are going up. Mm-hmm. You know, a council member asked last night, well, are they typically going up every year? They are. And for, you know, on an average, they have every year, but you know, everyone's, you know, that's a good problem. Being in real estate, you know, you want your property values to go up. You want your house to be worth more today than it was a year ago. Mm-hmm. You want it worth more tomorrow than it was today. And that says a lot about our community and our citizens and what the economy that we have here in Bryan, Colossation, and Aggieland. And so, unfortunately, as it goes up in value, so do the dollars we pay for those taxes. But I know all the city government, all the governments in Brazos County do a good job of holding the tax rates down as low as possible and spending those dollars wisely, and very proud of the job that our staff and our council has done in the last few years in maintaining that tax rate and yet not sacrificing any services and expanding on those services for our citizens.
Jason Baskin joining us this morning. You mentioned flood mitigation, and obviously that's an emotional issue, and it's right in front of us right now because of what had happened. Give me a thought on timeline as to when and how you will be able to settle the situation of people who habitually live in flood-prone property.
Well, we received word here in the last few weeks. FEMA's going to buy out, I think, four or five homes that are that consistently flood on a regular basis. So that is being addressed as we speak. We do have about $1 million a year that goes into flood mitigation from a drainage fee. That will be continued. If the council so chooses, we can take more of our capital improvement funds and put that into flood mitigation. But then it'll come, you know, we'll have to slow down on some of the street repairs and the sidewalks and the lighting and the water and the sewer projects. But you know, in some of our aging, older parts of town, that's very critical. So it'll have to, the council will have to look at it and see which is the number one priority. And you know, when it comes to flood mitigation, if you're in the 100-year floodplain and you could spend $100 million and it's not going to, instead of 5 foot of water, now you have 3 foot of water in your house, that didn't solve any problems. Mm-hmm. Our engineers are smarter than our city council. They need to tell us what we can do with those dollars to effectively handle some of these situations around town. So if we can go in and put concrete culverts in this creek, and or if we cleared this out, would this make a difference? Or if we added a retention pond here or expanded this retention pond there, what difference will that make? And if it will make a difference, then those dollars need to be spent. But if it will not impact that area, then that's not a wise use of those funds. So our engineer and our staff and the consultants will have to come up with those projects that they deem necessary, that those dollars will be effectively used in those areas to combat the flooding problems in some of those neighborhoods.
I was talking to an A&M official a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, in the world of institutions, A&M is moving at light speed when it comes to Rellis. I don't think I've ever remembered, they said they didn't remember A&M ever moving so quickly on something like this. So in the time that you've got left as mayor, what do you see that Bryan needs to be doing to prepare for this thing? Because they are on a fast track for sure.
The ribbon cuttings today, Scott.
Right.
You didn't even cover that, but it's incredible. We were meeting on an ongoing basis with the A&M officials in regards to the Rellis campus, and so we're dealing with them on a one-by-one basis on infrastructure and utilities, those type of things, regularly now. But we as a city have to focus on that area and adjust in that West Corridor and Highway 47 corridor, which is now Riverside Parkway. So we've got the biomedical corridor just a few miles down the road to the south, and Health Science Center. And so that's an area of growth that we're going to see in the next 5 or 10 years for the city of Bryan. Our west side is exploding. I mean, I drive out there every so often on a weekly basis and see, new things pop up, new businesses. And so that's something we'll have to address and are addressing currently. And there's been some talks about some annexation in that area to kind of protect some of the rural areas there. But that's something we'll have to look at. And I think if we work with the landowners, they would probably want to work with the city of Bryan and in regards to infrastructure improvements. And, if they're wanting to develop, they'll want to be in the city limits of Bryan. If they don't, then I think we can exempt them and kind of work around them. But it's going to be a major deal for Bryan and College Station, and particularly for Bryan. We'll need more retail out there. We'll need more restaurants out there. I mean, right now, I think they've got 300 people working out there. There's not a lot of restaurants in that area. So we're hoping that all those restaurants will locate in that vicinity there. Villa Maria, West Villa Maria corridor will be impacted in a positive way. We're seeing new subdivisions pop up left and right on the west side of town. I was talking to Randy French and Stylecraft Builders, and I think one of their most successful developments is on the west side of Bryan. Oh. I mean, they're selling more houses faster than they can put them up. And so that area is booming. Got a lot of good schools out there, both private and public. It's going to be exciting. But you're right. When the chancellor and the board of regents put their mind to it, and they want to move light speed ahead on Rellis, they're doing it. They're doing a wonderful job. And we look forward to working with Chancellor Sharp and the board of regents and A&M on all we can to make it successful.
I know you got some other stuff you want to talk about.
Absolutely. Well, this weekend is Texas Reds. Mm-hmm. Let me say that again, Texas Reds. Yep. This weekend, I got $100 says it rains.
Well, if it rains, it doesn't matter when it rains makes a difference and how much it rains makes a difference, but rain could be a good thing in some cases.
Well, I keep joking about it year after year. If we would just schedule more Texas Reds when we need the rain, we can charge for that service. But
let's hope we have a good cloud cover. How's that?
It'll be great. But it's better than 110-degree temperature.
Yep.
So Saturday and Sunday, downtown Bryan, wine, steaks, craft beer, vending booths, live entertainment, Rodney Crowell. They've got some wonderful entertainment, a lot of local acts. The local schools are participating. Friday night, of course, is going to be like a first Friday in downtown Bryan. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the businesses are doing things on Friday night. So come Friday night, Saturday, and stay through Sunday. I think there's still a few hotel rooms left at the LaSalle if someone wants to stay downtown and enjoy historic downtown Bryan. It's the 10th annual. So there's a lot going on. I think it's texasred.com for more information. Mm-hmm. Want to congratulate Christy Ramirez from Bryan. I have to say that two or three times. I can't say I watched The Voice.
Nor do I.
I was probably at a council meeting, but I had 1,000 phone calls and text messages from proud Bryan residents on Christy Ramirez, 17 years old, contestant on The Voice. So we wish her well. She's with my daughter's, one of their favorite singers, Miley Cyrus's team. So we're excited about her success. We've got a lot of successful folks in the music and entertainment world from Bryan. And the last Lunch and Learn for the year is October 5th during Public Power Week. It's called A Light Lunch, where we're going to talk about BTU.
So there you go. Okay.
Free lunch at Bryan Municipal Building. Come down and learn a little bit about BTU. We're very proud of what BTU does for our community. One of the best in customer service and one of the lowest rates in the state of Texas. So I think we take for granted how lucky we are to have BTU servicing our community. But Gary Miller and his staff, they do a wonderful job. If their power's down, they've got it back up instantly. So top to the bottom, that organization, outstanding group of men and women.
And let's mention it's TexasRedsFestival.com. That's what the website is.
There you go. That's why you're on the DBA board. And I'm just mayor, so.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, that's fine. All right, that's good. I appreciate your time this morning, and we'll hope for just the right kind of weather for this weekend.
It'll be great. Y'all come out and see us. Thank you.
You bet. That's Mayor Jason Byinski. Visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple. And so is insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Whenever you head down Highway 6 and catch the overpass at Hempstead to head on to Houston, you can't miss it. It's right there on the corner. Thousands and thousands and thousands of whatever you need to really dress up your yard or your home. From a bird bath to a dinosaur, from a fountain to a gorilla, maybe a life-size lion. It's anything you would ever need in concrete, and it is Frazier's. Billy Frazier's family started it about six decades ago.
It's been an evolution from a roadside produce business with pottery and then into concrete and ornamental and architectural concrete. And so my passion is because I've grown up with it, and it's just something I really enjoy doing. I see the pleasure that people get from our products, and we often meet people who tell us that they bought something decades ago, or they remember as a child coming to Frazier's at the original old location on Old Highway 290, and now they're back with their children. So we're seeing generational people coming through, and that's very rewarding.
This was a business Billy's parents handed over around 1980. It's a family deal for sure. Billy's stepson, Fernando Gomez, is an Aggie engineering grad and does most of the designing. And Billy's sister, Charlene, has been doing the finish work for about 50 years.
Fernando is really the backbone of this new development here, because it wouldn't have been developed without his interest and, of course, his expertise as an engineer.
Now, you may recognize Fernando from the TV ads. Yeah, Billy calls him his angel. Yeah, dressed in the angel costume, he does the TV ads for Frazier's, but he does a whole lot more. He pretty much runs the place.
I really enjoy working with customers and especially developing new products, you know, from the conceptualizing something new and making a model and a mold and bringing it out to the public.
So I asked Fernando a tough one. How many pieces are there at Frazier's?
We cover about 5 acres under product. So the total site is 8 acres. As far as how many, I don't know, but it's a lot. I know we at least manufacture about 15,000 individual items.
Well, there's a whole lot more than that. Of course, they got the regular items like the bird baths, the squirrels, the rabbits, the animals. Fernando says the most popular items are those, along with the benches and things. But as far as unique items?
Well, first one comes to mind is the dragon that we have, you know, by the fence. That one to me is very unique.
Now, when you drive by the store, you see just what's outside. What you don't see is what's inside, another several thousand items.
If you stand by the door, the front door, when people walk in, a lot of them, the first time they walk in, they go, wow. they're amazed at how many different items we have inside the store, which are more like home decor and gift items. And then we have all the concrete on the outside.
The most expensive item at Frazier's, they think, is a fountain about 12 feet high, 16 feet diameter, runs about $25,000. Obviously, Frazier loves it on football weekends. Folks coming from Houston to Aggieland for a game or going to Austin for a Texas game.
But we do have our Aggie flags out to show where our allegiance is. The thing is, on some weekends when there's a UT game and an Aggie game, we start out with UT on that end and Aggies on this end. And sometimes when Aggies are coming around the corner, they see the UT first, and we catch hell about that until they finally see, oh, there's the A&M flag.
Frazier's in Hempstead, a really solid tradition. I'm Tom Turpeville. That's a Bravo Brazos Valley. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm quite advanced. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
At Sioux Falls Prater, you are able to own the workday and hit the outdoors. Come check out their selection of John Deere Gator utility vehicles and get 0% financing for 60 months on select models. They're hardworking, easy to use, and have a four-wheel independent suspension that provides an excellent ride and handling. Whatever you need, Sioux Falls Prater will help you find the right gator for your home, farm, or worksite. See our current inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends 10/28/16, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
You're listening to the sound of an actual heart beating outside of a human body. Thanks to modern technology, a doctor can now keep a donor heart beating until it's ready to be transplanted into its recipient. Yet if our doctor wanted to transfer a phone call from her desk phone to her cell, she couldn't, because her phone system can't do that. At Vonage, we think it's about time business communications caught up. See what Vonage can do for your business at Vonage.com/itsabouttime.
About 5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, Chelsea, here we go. Not your imagination, ladies. All the clothes are too small and size numbers mean nothing from one store to the next.
Amen.
New York Magazine's The Cut says a new study found the average American woman today wears size 16 and 18, up from the previous dress size of 14. To determine the current average, researchers from Washington State University compared data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention with industry dress size standards. In addition to the larger sizing, they also found that most women wear between Mrs. sizes 16 and 18, which is equivalent to a woman's plus size of 20. That sizing overlap makes frequent reports of female customers being frustrated about the general fit and sizing of clothes very understandable.
Mm-hmm. Well, and apparently, I've never been wedding dress shopping, okay, but wedding dresses run even smaller, should I say. So if you're typically like a
size... So the numbers are smaller, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're typically, you know, a size 8, you may actually wear like a 14. And I'm like, way to make the brides feel so much better about themselves.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
That doesn't take a whole lot of smarts to know you need to be doing that.
But yeah, it's crazy, the sizes and everything.
All right.
So
Brett Phillips from Rio Mesa High School in Oxnard, California, pretty good teacher, genuinely cares about his students' mental and emotional health. His intro to psychology class is very popular. And he hands out a list of 101 suggestions to cope with stress for the last decade. But it went viral when one Alina Ramirez posted the handout on Twitter earlier this month. Mr. Phillips used various articles and textbooks to compile the list. Us Weekly magazine, the biggest thing for his pupils in time management, and lots of them have jobs, and then they've got household responsibilities, or they play sports, or they do something else like try to get into college. Some recommendations, saying no more often, avoid tight-fitting clothes, make duplicate keys, getting up 15 minutes earlier, talking less, listening more, reading a good book, buying yourself a flower. Pretty cool. The list has been retweeted 24,000 times. 24,000 times.
Wow. Very cool.
Pretty popular then.
And I just happened to look it up, and he pulled it up, and it's pretty cool. So you might try to find that today. I'm sure it's posted any number of places out there.
Oh, yeah.
And put some of those things on your list. And again,
buy yourself a flower. I'll just go pick one.
Well, that too. But I like the idea that there really is. There's a teacher who's really trying to connect with kids at a time when, you know,
there's a lot of disconnection.
You remember in high school the things that you thought were important. You know, you were going through the day stressing out over something that's really pretty silly.
Oh, yeah.
But it's high school. That's what you do.
Yep.
If you're not traveling to the Aggie game this weekend, there's plenty of fun here at the Burleson County Fair, going on now through Saturday. Come out Friday night for live music from Cody Canada and special guest Cody Joe Hodges. Come back Saturday for a great night of entertainment from Restless Heart and the Texas Unlimited Band. Enjoy the carnival, pet show, and more. Support the Burleson County Youth at the commercial heifer sale on Friday and youth livestock auction on Saturday. Free shuttles run from the courthouse to the fairgrounds. It's all at the Burleson County Fair this week. Don't miss out.
A home burglary happens every 13 seconds. Ring Video Doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen by allowing you to see and speak to anyone at your door using your smartphone from anywhere. And now you can build a ring of security around your entire home, adding Ring's wireless weatherproof stick-up cam. With Ring, you'll know anytime anyone steps onto your property. For a limited time, listeners to this station get up to $150 off the Ring of Security Kit. Go to ring.com/radio100. That's ring.com/radio100.
Think your child ever gets enough sports? Not. Registration for Central Sports Basketball and Cheerleading has begun for the fall season at Central Baptist Church. Central Sports Basketball and Cheerleading is specially designed for boys and girls 1st through 6th grade. Register your child today for some great fun and start building their confidence and good character. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed. Come join the Central Sports team. For more information and registration for Central Sports Basketball and Cheerleading, visit centralbcs.org/sports or call 776-9977.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So on this date in history, back in 1937, J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit was published.
Boo.
Yeah. 1970, the first edition of ABC's Monday Night Football.
Ew.
Hey. I mean, it was so long ago, that's when Cleveland was pretty good.
Hey, yeah.
That well, had to be a long time ago. They beat Brownies. The Jets 31-21. So
nice.
There you go, a little bit of record there. And Sandra Day O'Connor, unanimously approved by the Senate in 1981 as the first female Supreme Court justice.
There you go.
WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 9. We're back tomorrow.